Safety Commission, and I'm glad you brought the posters back because it's real important people see this. And every month, we're going to get people in here at 7 o'clock in the morning. You could bully them into coming in.
You're a perpetual host, but I'll do my best to convince the other people. Actually, we got a great group of people that belong to our commission.
You can come in with them. Get your handcuffs. You handcuff them to yourself. You bring them in here and you sit down and we handcuff them to the chair. How's that? So they can't get up. Except the problem with these things, they go up and down so they can slide out of them.
Okay, Don, you come up with a plan. We'll work through it. But thanks for having me on this morning.
No, thank you. Thank you for all the work you do in your service to the community.
You're very welcome.
Because
thanks for resurrecting this program or helping us. It's important. I know a lot of people listen to you in the morning.
Oh, good.
And this is great that we get this information back to the people again.
So, excellent, Tom. Tom Nitter. 8 o'clock on the Noggin. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a possible setback for a Gaza ceasefire deal. This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of reneging and said his cabinet won't meet to vote until the group backs down. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli media is reporting that the delay has largely to do with the prime minister needing to buy some time to cope with vehement opposition to this deal inside his cabinet. But broadly speaking, almost everybody accepts it's a done deal.
Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer tells CBS Mornings,
"We are going to work very carefully with all the parties to make sure this gets implemented on time. We fully expect it to do that."
President Biden delivered an official goodbye from the Oval Office last night.
He spoke of his belief in the ideals upon which the nation was founded, but he also spoke of some matters he said give him great concern.
Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation.
And that, said the president, enables the abuse of power.
The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing. Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies told for power and for profit.
A thinly veiled cautionary tale as the next administration takes office on Monday. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Cancer deaths are falling. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
The cancer mortality rate here in the U.S. fell by 34% between 1991 and 2022, averting approximately 4.5 million deaths. But the American Cancer Society says that progress is threatened by the increasing incidence of many cancer types, especially among women and younger adults.
Pope Francis has taken a fall for the second time in a month. The Vatican says this time he hurt his right arm but didn't break it. He bruised his chin when he fell and hit it on a nightstand December 7th. The winds will slow down today in Southern California, providing an assist for crews battling to control the devastating wildfires in and around L.A. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti asked Fire Chief Kristen Crowley whether her department was prepared when the fires began.
We didn't see anybody there for those first 4 hours as literally it went up in flames. There weren't any from our vantage point, and I'm just doing my due diligence.
Right. I can guarantee you that every resource that was available was working.
The Super Bowl ads are always catchy.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This year, Allstate says it won't run any during the big game because of the California wildfires. The company says it would rather put the tens of millions it usually spends on commercials back into customers' hands. S&P futures up 6. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The longtime head of a Kenosha social services organization is coming to Racine. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday that Tamara Coleman will be their new CEO. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha. She'll now head up the 148-year-old Racine Institution. Racine County is seeking civic-minded people to fill two positions on the county board. The openings are in districts 14 and 18. Selected candidates will serve through April. Applications are due by January 31st. Racine Unified is bringing its schools back online after a month-long technology outage. The cause of the problem isn't yet known. Earlier this week, the district board voted to place a $190 million referendum on the April ballot. Closing arguments are today in the trial of Abdullah Rashada, accused of fatally shooting Billy Petty at a Racine bar on New Year's Day 2023. Prosecutors have argued it was intentional homicide. The defense claims self-defense. And the first building in the Kenosha Innovation neighborhood has opened. The new home for the Lakeview Technology Academy officially welcomes students next week as it moves from Pleasant Prairie. The facility is part of a transformative project on the former Chrysler site. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee with another hot start, scoring 19 points in the first quarter, on the way to a 122-93 win over the Magic. The Bucks have now won four of their last five. Damian Lillard led with 30 points.
Just over this last five or six games, I think we've definitely been putting the type of efforts together that we need to, regardless if it's home or on the road. You know, we're starting to feel what it's like when we do what we're supposed to do.
The Bucks host the Raptors tomorrow night at 7. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur will have to hire a new quarterback's coach. At age 71, Tom Clements has decided to retire after 14 seasons overall in Green Bay.
Man, it's been a cool ride with him for the last 3 years. He's incredibly consistent. What a great man, great mind. Obviously, he's had the opportunity to coach some of the best. I mean, when you talk about Favre, Rodgers, and then the development of Jordan Love, I mean, that's pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 40. Could see a few flurries by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Then hang on, it's going to get really cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
A month before our wedding, my wife said to me, "Hey, I think at our wedding we should do a choreographed first dance." The only person I know who's a worse dancer than I am is my wife. Instead of saying, "I think that's a terrible idea," I said to her, "I think that's a great idea." And I think that not one of the over 100 professional comedians at our wedding will talk about us behind our back. And we went, we saw a woman, a choreographer, and this was her specialty, was to teach people who did not know how to dance how to do a first dance at a wedding. And after a full hour of dancing with this woman, her soul had died. I've never seen a person look more hopeless. She looked the way an emergency room doctor would look if you just ran in with a bunch of bones and said, "Help my grandpa!"
She stays, love grows.
Bus Stop, The Hollies, 1965, the year for that, 810. Local news and timeless hits at WRGN. Cloudy, highs near 36. Today, some more clouds tonight. Lows 24, partly sunny tomorrow. Highs near 42. Is that a misprint? No, is that a misprint? 42. And then becoming sunny on Saturday. Temps falling near 19. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 9. So we're going from 42 to 9 degrees in just like 2 days. Unbelievable. Hey, if you, oh, by the way, it's 28 degrees and cloudy right now at Radio Park. If you want to seem old and lame, break out your old air guitar. 13 to 28-year-olds voted the least cool hand gestures, and the lamest hand gestures, according to young people, are air guitar, a double thumbs up, a single thumbs up, writing a check mark in the air at a restaurant to indicate you want the bill. I always thought that was kind of demeaning to do that to a waiter. I've never done it. And fist pumps. Yeah, 13-year-olds think everything I do is ancient, so just the way it is. Day 11, local news, timeless hits. Billy Joe Royal, we're down in the boondocks at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
Down in the boondocks.
Confusion on the ground. Couldn't it truly hate?
2 with Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld. We'll stop the rain. Good movie from the 70s. CCR, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:16. Get this. This is dedication. An Amazon driver posted a video on TikTok after falling into a customer's septic tank. He said, hopefully they don't make my, you know, make me finish my route. But he did finish the route. They didn't make him do it. He did do it. That's dedication. Don't you see the hole in the ground? I mean, it's a septic tank. It's, you know, oh, that's got to be awful. Hope the package wasn't with him when he fell in there. All right, it's 8:17, local news, timeless hits with Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Award show nominations are pouring in this time of year. Great movies wouldn't be great movies without a really good script. The Writers Guild of America has announced its nominations for the 77th annual WGA Awards. Nominations for Best Screenplay in the Feature Film category include Anora, A Complete Unknown, Challengers, Wicked, and Nickel Boys. The British Academy of Film and TV Awards also announced its nominations for Best Feature Film yesterday, and there was a little bit of crossover. The BAFTA Best Feature Film nominations also included Anora and A Complete Unknown, but not Wicked, Nickel Boys, or Challengers. In addition to Anora and A Complete Unknown, Conclave led the way with 12 nominations, followed closely by Emilia Perez with 11. The fifth nominee, The Brutalist, drew 9 nominations. So many award shows to watch, so little time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Such a long time.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Now he's
things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Boyfriend's back. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We got this story from the archives. More airline hijinks. A woman explained how she got a call from United Airlines saying they had found her luggage after they lost it on a flight she took 4 years ago. She was going home to Oregon from a business trip in Chicago. The bag was in Houston, and it was found in the Honduras. Another reason I don't like to fly. Lost luggage. I only had it happen to me once, but when you're going on a cruise or a trip and they lose your luggage, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you need what's in the luggage. You need clothing. You need that bathing suit. All that Hawaiian shirt stuff. Nobody but me. Human beings. WRJN.
No, no.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light to split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls. Sounds of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. Local news, Tamas Hits to WRJN. It's 8:29. You know, if you make it through this coming Monday, congratulations. It's called Blue Monday. Supposedly the most depressing day of the year. A travel company came up with the formula back in 2005 and claimed it's always the third Monday in January. It's not really backed by science. Now, to get undepressed, this is backed by science. They say, get some exercise, get some sun if possible, do something fun with people you like, and eat chocolates, especially 85% dark chocolate, should do the trick. This coming Monday, the most depressing day of the year, huh? Maybe I'll sleep through it. It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a call for some civic-minded people in parts of Racine County. Two positions on the Racine County Board are up for grabs, one in District 14, the other 18. The opening gives an opportunity for people living in those districts to get involved. Those ultimately selected would serve through April of next year. Applications are due by the 31st, with more about the openings on the county's website. Closing arguments are happening today in the trial connected to the shooting death of a Racine bar owner. Abdullah Rashada is accused of fatally shooting Billy Petty at Reruns Lounge on New Year's Day 2023. Prosecutors have argued that Rashada is guilty of first-degree intentional homicide. His attorneys claim the shooting was self-defense and the defense of others. The jury is expected to hear closing arguments today, with deliberations possibly starting as well. And one down, a few more dozen to go. The first building in the former Kenosha Chrysler site opened with a ceremony this week. That facility will house Lakeview Technology Academy. They're moving from a location in Pleasant Prairie. It's all part of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, a project transforming the former industrial area. The school opens officially next week. The other building you see being built there now is called an Innovation Center. That'll house a place for startups, entrepreneurs, and job training efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 40. Could see a few flurries by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Then hang on, it's going to get really cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
We're eating breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, could you pass me the butter knife? Thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in this room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Joining a health club? We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television. And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello? Get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club, and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her.
Gallery from 1972. Nice to be with you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 8:36. And don't forget to listen the week of January 20th for your chance to see two of the bands that shaped the era of timeless hits, as WRJN gives you a chance to see Herman's Hermits and The Association. They'll be in Waukegan on February 28th, and you could be there as well. More details on how we'll give them away next week right here at WRJN. Well, this has got a weird. An 80-year-old man in India passed away, or that's what everybody thought. On the way to his funeral, The car his body was in hit a pothole. Suddenly woke up. He had been in a, he's now on a ventilator. Last we heard, he was breathing on his own again. So they thought he was dead, and he got better. Isn't that something, huh? Weird things happen in this world. What am I going to tell you? Wow. It's a good thing he woke up in the nick of time, you know. It would have been deadly if they had put him in the hole. Gary Lewis of the Playboys, Just My Style at WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
If you think about it,
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
If you think about it,
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. I can't begin to tell you what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Just my style.
Drives me wild.
and drum. That's Linda Ronstadt with her group, The Stone Ponies. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 36. Cloudy lows 24 tonight. Partly sunny, highs near 42 tomorrow. That's going to be short-lived. Saturday, becoming sunny. Temperatures falling to around 19. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 9. Right now, it's 29 degrees and cloudy right here at Radio Park. Well, this is an interesting poll. They asked people, if you woke up in the year 1925, what would be your top priority? Most people said they'd either be focused on getting back to 2025 or try to use their knowledge of the future to get rich. People also said they'd try to find and meet their ancestors. I think that's what I would do. And some people said, well, they're fine. They'd live in 1925, get a job, start a life, and make the most of it. No, I think I'd want to meet my ancestors. But you'd have to go back with the knowledge that you have today. I don't know. You can't change the future. It's kind of an interesting question, though. If you go back 100 years. Whoa. It's 8:43. We'll talk to Dick Graceffa about our high school basketball game coming up tonight. That's in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
When the truth is found.
Starship, somebody to love, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Before any more time passes, I want to mention, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate at Convoy of Hope. That's on our website, civicmedia.us. Again, donate to Convoy of Hope. You'll find it at civicmedia.us. Very easy to donate. You know, I was thinking that we, you know, take for granted, go to a, you know, when you get dressed in the morning, go to your closet, pick out some clothes. The people who had to evacuate and had their homes burned, and we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of people, they only left with the clothes on their back. They didn't pack a suitcase, just what was on their back. So Convoy of Hope will help them with clothing, help them with anything they need. So this is what you got to do. You got to help them because they lost everything. Imagine losing everything. Convoy of Hope. They're at our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for checking that out for us, okay? All right, we got Dick Rassefa here because we've got high school basketball tonight on WRGN, and this is one of those bragging rights games, huh?
Yes, it is. It's actually a David and Goliath game tonight. Orlick comes in 1-11, and Racine Lutheran is undefeated at 12-0.
So, whoa!
So we'll see. Of late, though, Horlick has made their games much more competitive, so I'm hoping we have a competitive ball game tonight.
Is it tough for a 1-11 team to get out there and have any bit of confidence? I mean, you're going against an undefeated team, so you're going against a good team. How do you get the confidence level up to your team when you're 1-11?
Well, I think what he's trying to do is get them, you know, to improve game by game.
Yeah, that's good.
And over the last three games, they have shown that. So, be realistic. I don't think they expect to win tonight. I'm just hoping they can make it a competitive game.
Yeah, just make it fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have an audience there. Now, this game's going to be played at, is it Horlick?
Yeah, at the Belden Fieldhouse.
Okay, so it's going to be played, Horlick's the home team in this one. We're seeing Lutheran. I pass their school every day on Spring Street. And I think one of the things is they got that brand new gymnasium. I think that helped.
Yep, beautiful.
It is. I saw them build it from the ground up when they were clearing the football field to make room for it. They had to give up their football field.
They did. They did.
Okay, so we're about halfway through the season because the season actually runs through toward the end of March when the playoffs and the championships are. So we're about halfway through. How does it put together so far, halfway through the season? Do you see any people that are, like, sure things going to the end?
Oh, we have three teams that could make it to state. You got St. Catharines, Racine Park, and, of course, Racine Lutheran, all state ranked. So three very solid teams that could make it to Madison come the middle of March.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. Okay, so this is playing at Horlick High School tonight, right?
At the Belden Fieldhouse.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, so and it's pregame on WRJN tonight at 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Now, you can also hear the game if you're out of town or you have a relative out of the listening area. You can tell them the game will be streamed at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's D as in Dick, G as in Graceffa, sports, dgsports@mixlr.com. So anybody around the world can listen to the game. And if grandma's out in Plover or she's out in Montana somewhere, she can hear the game at dgsports.mixlr.com. Hey, Dick, looking for a good game tonight? We'll talk to you. When's the next game coming after that? Don't tell me. I got it right here in front of me. Don't say a word. January 24th, Dominican and St. Catharines will be the game after this one, right?
That's correct.
All right. Thanks, Dick. We'll talk to you right before that game's on the air, okay?
Thanks, Don.
All right. Bye-bye. Dick Rassefa calling the game tonight at WRJN. Again, tonight's game is Racine Lutheran at Racine Horlick. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock right here on WRJN.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't
she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. For the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. For the night time,
forget the day,
a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
it's
a time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time, to forget the day,
day
of uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's the time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Now.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. And finally this morning, what's the most scandalous thing you've ever seen happen at work? Well, here are some of them. A doctor and nurse were secretly having an affair. No one knew about it until he got mauled by a bear on a rafting trip. The nurse was with him on the trip. Saved his life, by the way. A woman brought her daughter to work. Then a day later, her coworker said, "You can't bring your daughter to work here anymore. I'm not allowed to be around children." Oh, that's something you want to hear. The big bosses at a newspaper scolded the whole staff for spreading a baseless rumor that a manager was sleeping with the head of shipping. A week later, he got arrested while they were in the car together, if you know what I mean. A freelancer at a magazine tried to get people to unionize but didn't know the staff that well, so he put a list of phone numbers together and called them to say how awful the owner was. Turned out one of the employees on that list, the owner's wife. And the manager at a landscaping company was sleeping with the owner's wife, talked dirty to her on the speakerphone, and he also had his two-way radio keyed so everybody in the company heard it. My goodness, how do you survive something like that? I'm Don Rosen, and I'm going to catch you tomorrow morning once again, 6 o'clock. Dan Marcus, he's coming up next here at WRJN.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
Deborah Rodriguez, a delay for sealing the deal on a ceasefire agreement in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu blames a last-minute crisis with Hamas for putting off a vote by his cabinet. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer spoke with the cousin of a hostage kidnapped on October 7th.
Do you feel a huge relief?
No, I'm going to feel a huge relief when it's going to be done, when we're going to get all the 98 hostages alive and the dead ones back home.
You won't believe it till you see him.
Yes.
But the ceasefire is still 3 long days away. Overnight, Israel's military attacked Gaza again, while all over Israel, the hostages' families wait and worry about everything that could still go wrong.
Teams in Southern California are stepping up their search for about 30 people still missing in the wildfires. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Altadena.
The search and rescue process is currently underway. We have seen crews, especially here in Altadena,